还有
，also，
华人教会经历了几次属灵的更新
？The Chinese Church has gone through several spiritual renewals.
在最近百多年当中
，in the past hundreds, past centuries，
所经过的有三次很大的属灵的更新
，there were three major spiritual renewals，
都是神特别的恩典
，by God's special grace。
1888年到1933年。
1888 to 1933, a Canadian missionary Jonathan Guffert went to China.
他引领无数的人归向基督。
He led many people to Christ.
1912 to 1936, 有华人的牧师山东人丁立美牧师。
A Shantung pastor, Pastor Ding Li Mei.
他在青年人中间工作。
He worked amongst young people.
带领许多人信主，而且献身传道。
And he brought many people to believe in Jesus Christ and dedicate their lives for the ministry.
1928 to 1940, 神兴起宋三杰博士。
God raised John Song.
他在中国内地许多的省份，以至南洋的群岛。
He traveled throughout the inland provinces and also the Southeast Asian islands.
主领分兴大会。
And he led many revival meetings.
许多人在他的布道会当中悔改，献身服侍主。
Many people repented and gave their lives to serve God.
他工作影响了华人教会有四五十年那么久。
His influence lasted for 40-50 years on the Chinese church.
在他的聚会上献身的在新加坡现在在服侍主的还有
There are still people who are serving God in Singapore who dedicated their lives at his revival meetings.
这几次属灵的复兴
These few spiritual revivals
圣灵的工作非常的明显
We can see obviously the work of the Holy Spirit.
而且对华人教会灵性的提升有很大很大的影响
There was a great influence on raising upThe spiritual consciousness of the Chinese.
这是因为神爱华人教会。
This is because God loves the Chinese church.
所以一次又一次，他赐下圣灵的浇灌。
So time and again, He gave us the blessing of the Holy Spirit.
叫教会得到更新。
So that the church may be revived.
还有就是，华人教会经历了水火的患难。
And also, the Chinese church has gone through numerous persecutions.
信心。受到考验
and their faith has been tested.
华人教会从1807年到现在
from 1807 up till today
经过了三次很大的考验信心的考验
there were three testings of the faith
第一次就是1900年义和团的变乱
the first time was the Boxer Uprising of 1900
义和团打的起始是父亲灭洋复助清朝灭掉洋人那个旗号
The slogan of these boxers was to revive the Qing dynasty and destroy the foreign devils
他们对着那些手无寸铁的西教士同华人信徒任意的残杀
When they saw the defenseless western missionaries and the Chinese Christians they killed them, massacred them
教会受了很大的损伤
And the church was greatly hurt by this uprising
但是那一次的逼迫叫华人的信徒增加有一倍以上
yet that persecution led to an increase of Chinese Christians by one fold, 100%
第二次考验是中国对日本的抗战
the second testing came during the Sino-Japanese War
日本军队占领了沿海许多大港口大城市
the Japanese army had occupied the major port cities
然后又占领中国差不多大半片的山河
Then they moved into a major portion of the Chinese territory
所以在文明发达的那些地区那些城市所有的传道人信徒都往内地逃难
So many Christians and the various pastors went and became a refugee moved into the inland of China
他们没有办法在沦陷的地区来自由活动
They were not able to move about freely in occupied territory.
也没有几个传道人留在沦陷区那里继续传福音。
And not too many preachers stayed in the occupied territory to preach the gospel.
但是就在那半年流离 颠沛中间，经过许多人得了神的安慰和拯救。
Yet in these 8 years of war and destruction, many people were saved by God.
抗战的末期，在大后方，大学生的团契非常的兴旺。
Towards the end of the war, the student fellowships prospered in China.
那个时候，有一些宣教士专门在大学生团契里面工作。
At that time, many missionaries worked solely in student fellowship groups.
在我们这一次会里面讲见证的韩婆婆就是其中一位。
Dr. Pauline Hamilton, who had given her testimony a few nights ago,
那个时候，那个时候我正在大学念书。
That time I was still in college.
从那一个学生的运动兴起了新的一代的传道人。
And from the student movement, many new preachers came out.
对抗战胜利以后的中国教会有很大很大的贡献。
And they made great contribution to the Chinese church post-war.
所以从那个时候到现在，教会更加的坚强，更加的壮大。
So from that time on until now, the church has become more bold, has become more strong.
第三次的考验是大陆的变色。
The third testing came when China turned political situation turn.
从1949年开始，无神主义政权对中国的教会开始施压力。
Since 1949, the atheistic government started putting pressure on the Chinese church.
在60年代文化大革命。
In the 60s, the Cultural Revolution started.
全中国的人民遇见了空前的浩劫。
The Chinese people came across a great catastrophe.
全国所有的教堂都被封闭起来。
All the churches in the country were closed.
所有的神学院都停办。
All the seminaries were closed.
收听福音广播、家庭祷告是列为非法，列为反革命。
Listening to the gospel radio, praying at home was listed as illegal, as counter-revolutionary.
许多忠心的传道人同信徒
，many faithful preachers and believers
被关进监牢
，were sent to prison.
有的流血舍命
，some died.
为了保持他们的信仰，至死忠心
，they died, but they were faithful to the death of their faith.
迫害教会的人。
Those who persecuted the church,
以为借着关闭教堂来这个关闭教堂迫害牧师
they thought that by closing the churches and persecuting the pastors,
还有烧掉圣经
and burning the Bibles,
就可以消灭中国的教会
would destroy the Chinese church.
但是神的全能在苦难，在教会苦难当中大大的彰显。
Yet God's sovereignty was greatly manifested during this period.
信徒从不到100万人增加到3000万以上。
The believers increased from less than 1 million to more than 30 million people.
在大陆受苦30年的信徒
，Those Christians who have suffered these 30 years，
向全世界见证他们所信的神是又真又活的神。
They have testified to the whole world that the God in whom they believe is a real and living God.
中国教会因为这样大大复兴起来。
And because of this persecution, the Chinese church prospered greatly.
信心经过考验，比金子更加的宝贵。
A faith that has been tested is more precious than pure gold.
比钢铁更加的坚强。
It is stronger than steel.
还有
，also，
神对中国的教会有宣教的装备。
God has equipped the Chinese church with mission work.
大约180年、160年那么久，华人教会没有看见宣教的意象。
For 160 years long, the Chinese church did not see the vision of mission work.
向来许多的华人教会都以为派宣教士是西方教会的事情。
Oftentimes, many Chinese church think that missions work is the work of the Westerners.
过去中国人在国内在海外所办的神学院
In the past, the seminaries that have been run by Chinese
没有看见有一间注重宣教的训练
None of them had any training in missions work or put any emphasis on mission training
到最近20年
In the past 20 years
才看见很少数的华人教海外的教会
We have seen a minority of overseas Chinese churches
开始注意差遣的工作
begin to put emphasis on missions work
而且也派出宣教士去到其他的民众传福音
they've also sent some missionaries to preach the gospel to other nations.
他们被派到非洲、南美洲还有其他遥远的地方传福音。
They have been sent to Africa, South America, other faraway places.
华联教会才开始看见原来神对中国教会有那么好的宣教的装备。
Only then did the Chinese churches see how well God had equipped the Chinese missionaries.
好像华人有学习语言的恩赐。
For example, the Chinese have the gift of learning languages.
超过许多西方的教士。
This gift surpasses many Western missionaries.
加入 SIM 差会的华人信徒到非洲去传道。
Those Chinese who joined the Sudan Inland Mission and went to Africa.
他们到非洲去学非洲话都非常快。
They learned the African language very quickly.
有一个在一个土著叫哥拉族里面来开荒。
There's one Chinese who is working in an African tribe called Gola.
他的名字是朱兆平 Joseph Chu.
His name is Joseph Chu.
剑道毕业了。
He graduated from Alliance Seminary.
他在那里六个月。
He was there for 6 months.
站在讲台上能够用一半哥拉话讲到，讲不到用英文替你。
He can speak on a podium half Gola and half English when he cannot use Gola. That is understandable.
非洲人非常高兴说，他讲我们的话，他讲我们的话。
The Africans were overjoyed. He's speaking our language. He's speaking our language.
所以给他一个绰号叫 Gola China Man.
They gave him a nickname, the Gola China Man.
还有中国人很会耐劳刻苦。
Chinese also have the ability to take a lot of hardships.
我本身是在南洋土生土长的。
I myself was born and raised in Southeast Asia.
今天南洋能够成为美丽的像花园的世界，全部是华人血汗建立起来的。
Today, Southeast Asia is so beautiful with all the trees and everything. This is because they were developed by the Chinese.
还有中国人天性爱好和平。
And the Chinese like a peaceful life.
无论到什么地方，遥远的地方去，很快能够适应当地的环境。
Wherever they go, they can adapt into that culture quite well.
很快同当地人做朋友。
They can become friends with the local people quite quickly.
还有
，also，
当中国人到非洲传道以后
，when the Chinese go to Africa，
才发现我们中国人的文化、生活习惯。有许多同非洲人很接近。
They have discovered that a lot of Chinese lifestyle is quite similar to the African lifestyle.
所以非洲人非常欢迎给我们做朋友。
So the Africans love to make friends with the Chinese.
这些就是神对中国教会宣教的装备。
These are the equipment which God has given to the Chinese church for missionary work.
耶稣有讲过一个比喻，就是按着才干给银子给三个仆人。
Jesus Christ once told us of a parable of giving money to the various servants according to their gifts.
我常常感觉到在宣教的事工上，中国人好像领了5000银子的仆人。
I feel that in missions work, the Chinese church is the servant who has received 5,000 talents.
但是把5000银子埋藏地下。
Yet they are also the one who have buriedThat 5,000 talents in the ground.
好在现在主人还没有回来算账。
Good thing that the master hasn't come back to make us give an account yet.
还留下最后的机会，让我们抢救灵魂。
There still is a last opportunity for us to save souls.
我们来思想华人教会应该尽的责任。
Let us think of the responsibility of the Chinese church.
既然神如此的爱我们
，Since God loves us so much.
我们在神面前有什么责任
？What is our responsibility before the presence of God？
我们应当体会父神的心。
We must understand the heart of our God。
应当遵照主的命令去行。
We should obey His command and do His will。
华人教会既然是属于神的教会
，Since the Chinese church belongs to God，
自然应该照神的旨意行事。
Naturally, we should do things according to His will。
许多时候。有我们以为教会只不过是信徒敬拜的地方。
Many times we think a church is nothing more than a place of worship only.
或者是一些信徒在一起查经、明白属灵道理的地方。
Or a place in which Christians get together to understand spiritual truth.
但是神的旨意是要万人得救。
But God's will is that all be saved.
不容易一个人成人。
Not one be lost.
他设立教会的目的。
The purpose for establishing the church
是要借着教会向万民传福音
is so that this church may preach to the nations.
所以教会一天没有认真向万民传福音
so that each time that the church fails to preach to the nations,
就是他没有负起神所交托他的责任。
That is also the irresponsibility.
教会也是神耶稣基督用重价所买来的。
The church has been purchased by Jesus Christ with a high price.
教会的牧者同信徒都是要尊耶稣基督为主。
The pastor and the congregation must acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord.
他是我们天上的君王。
He is the heavenly king.
我们是他的子民。
We are his people.
这一位大君王
This great king
向我们下一道命令
gives us a command
向世人传福音
to preach to the world.
不是很难的命令
It is not a hard command to understand.
而且他保证支持我们跟我们同在同工
At the same time, he has guaranteed that he will go with us and work.
我们对主的命令不可以违背。
We cannot disobey his command.
我们也不能把那命令拖延到180年也不去遵行。
Neither can we delay his commandment for 180 years.
我们更没有理由把他的命令打了很大的折扣。
We don't have any reason to discount his command.
对自己欢喜的人我们去传。
Just preach to those whom we like.
对那些不欢喜的人我们不去传
and ignore those whom we do not like.
教会里面今天不少的人喜欢用保罗的话来说向华人传福音
Many people like to quote Paul, the Apostle Paul and saying that I just want to reach the Chinese
说保罗说我为了顾虑之情与基督被咒诅就隔绝都愿意
Because the Apostle Paul says that for the sake of my kinsmen I'm willing to be separated from the love of God of Christ
但是这些人没有注意到说这样话的保罗他的一生是到外邦去做宣教士
Yet those people have not noticed that the Apostle Paul who said those words was a missionary to the Gentiles
照血统说他是犹太人他非常的爱犹太人
According to his blood he was a Jewish he was of Jewish blood he loved the Jews
但是他用他的行动来表明他爱神所爱的人
Yet with his actions he has clearly told us that he loves the ones God loves
我们是神的子民
We are the people of God
我们应当爱神所爱的人
We should love those whom God loves
这一次这个蔡维宪弟兄讲那个 World Christian 世界的、基督徒
Brother Chua has told us of the World Christian
而且给我们发一个单张
And he has given us a track
我看了再看
I have read it over and over
我盼望各位拿回去不要丢掉
I hope that you will take it home with you and don't throw it away
多多的看多多的思想
Think, read more
那些话是出于圣灵的话
But these words are words of the Holy Spirit.
不要当它当作一个艺术的作品、文学的作品。
Don't treat that as nothing more than a poem.
我们能做到那样的基督徒，才是上帝所喜悦的。
Only when we become a world Christian will we be a Christian pleasing to God.
中国华人教会要注意到一件事情。
The Chinese church must notice one thing.
就是我们欠了很大的福音债。
That is, we owe the gospel debt.
保罗是一个神忠心的仆人
The Apostle Paul was a faithful servant of God
他也是到国外做传道的宣教士
He was also a missionary
而且他是至死忠心的就宣教士
And he was a missionary faithful unto death
他不是一个 short termer 就短期的
He wasn't a short termer
他说无论新人话外人聪明人愚拙人为主欠他们的债
Regardless of whether they're Greeks or the barbarians whether they are the fools or maybe whether they are wise people I owe themthe debts of the gospel
所以每一个信徒在神面前在人面前都有责任把我们所信的福音告诉其他人
so every Christian has a responsibility before the presence of God to bring the gospel to others
个人是这样国家民族也是这样
personally it is so as a nation it is even more so
华人既然从西方的教士领受了福音
since the Chinese have received the gospel from the hands of the western missionaries
而且有几百人为了把福音传给我们流血血命在我们的土地上
Furthermore, hundreds of Western missionaries have died shed their blood in China
所以华人教会有很大的责任派出宣教士到没有听见福音的地方去传
So the Chinese church has a great responsibility to send its own missionaries
但是180年来我们没有这样做
But in these 180 years we have not done so
如果侍奉神用三十年算一代的话
If you treat 30 years as one generation of serving God
我们有六代 欠福音的债。
Then there are six generations of debt.
全世界还有三十万万人没有听见福音。
There are still 3 billion people in this world who have not heard the gospel.
我们欠了大笔的福音的债。
We have owed a large debt.
中国民族有一个优点就是讲信用。
The Chinese people are credible people. They have credit.
很不愿意欠债。
They don't like to owe debts.
如果一个人欠债一生不能还的话，
If a person, a Chinese person owes a debt which he cannot repay in his life,
他临死的时候要把他的儿子带到叫到床前。
On his deathbed, he's going to ask his eldest son to come to him.
说我欠了某人的债，我死以后你要替我还。
To say that I have owed so and so a debt after I die, you please repay him.
好像债不还，他的眼睛不能闭。
It's as if he will not die peacefully until the debt has been paid.
许多人因为贫穷，实在没有办法的还债。
Many people have not been able to repay debts because of their poor conditions.
但是也有一些人有能力还债也不还。
But there are also those who have the ability to repay yet fail to do so.
这个叫赖债。
This is called not having any credit.
所以华人教会欠债也是赖债。
So the Chinese church have owed and have failed to repay.
180年。
180 years.
还有我们应该知道华人教会应当做一件事情。
Also we must know that the Chinese church must do one thing.
同其他的教会合在一起把基督的大使命完成。
That is to cooperate with other churches to fulfill the commission of God.
许多主要的主流的宗派在主日做礼拜的时候，
Many major denominational churches during their Sunday worship
常常有一个节目，
have a program
就是念使徒信经 Apostle Creed.
That is to recite the Apostles' Creed.
大家开口念，
Everyone reads it.
中间有一句我信圣徒相通。
One of these sentences, I believe in the
fellowship
of the saints.
我们用口念了一遍又一遍。
We have recited it over and over again with our mouths.
但是很少人去想有没有实行。
But very few people think of carrying it out.
为什么我们没有去做呢？
Why do we fail to do this?
因为我们想个人有自己礼拜堂。
Since we think, well, we all have our own churches.
个人有自己牧师。
We all have our own pastors.
我们的经济环境也不错。
We're not doing too well financially.
我们有什么需要相通？
Why do we need to cooperate with others?
在一起喝喝茶差不多。
We can go 饮茶， that's pretty good.
不大需要相通。
We don't have to fellowship with each other.
但是如果想到耶稣基督的大使命，
But if you think of the great commission of Jesus Christ,
有许多策略性的传福音的工作。
There are many strategic ways of spreading the gospel.
好像差会的工作。
For example, mission societies.
无线电广播的工作，
Radio broadcasting,
大学生的工作，
University student work,
文字的工作，
Literature work,
还有像天幕国家传福音的工作，
Also spreading the gospel behind iron curtain.
这些工作没有一个教会，没有一个宗派可以单独来担当的。
This work cannot be taken on by one church or one denomination.
必须众信徒同样的为了爱主的缘故来共同合作。
We must cooperate and do this work.
我加入差会到现在第六年。
I have joined SIM for 6 years.
我最快乐的一件事情，
The happiest things in my life,
就是看见在差传的工作上彼此相通。
Is to see a cooperation in missions.
一个差会不分国籍，不分宗派。
In the mission society, there is no denomination.No consciousness of the nationalities.
也不论神学的资格、学位的高低，我们在一起一律平等工作。
We don't differentiate between educational levels, theological viewpoints.
这个圣徒的相通，
This fellowship of the saints
是重要的见证，
is an important witness.
也是耶稣立誓以前为门徒祷告三番四次的提到的。
This was also mentioned time and again in Christ's prayer for his disciples.
我们今天最好的办法是让有托付的人来成立一个差会。
Today, the best way is to let those who have a burden form a mission society.
没有能力去做的人，我们参加。
And those who do not have the ability to join, to do this, we join in on it, on that.
有钱的可以出钱，有力的可以出力。
Those who have money, give your money. Those who have energy, give your energy.
有力可以祷告。
Those who have energy to pray, pray.
有人是这样说,
Some people say,
我们华人教会宣教的工作是借西方人的办。
Our Chinese church missions work is taking the baton over from the Western missionaries.
而且是最后的一半。
And this is the last leg of the relay race.
我觉得这个讲法同事实不大符合。
I don't think what they have said matches reality.
第一,
First,
基督给教会的大使命是持久性的，不是临时性的。
The commission which Christ has given to the church is ongoing.
今天我们还看见欧洲的教会、美洲的教会。 每年律师派出很多的宣教士。
Today we have seen churches in Europe and in America still sending out missionaries.
欧洲、美洲的教会属灵的光景。
These Western churches, their spiritual condition
比100多年前落后退后了很多，这是事实。
Has deteriorated compared to what it was 100 years ago. Yes, this is true.
然而，尽情爱主的做宣教工作人还是相当的。 可观,
Yet there are still quite a number of those who truly love the Lord and do His will.
他们什么时候把这个棒交给我们中国?
When have they handed the baton over to us?
所以交棒就是在运动场上赛跑的时候，一个人跑完了，把那棒交给第二个人。
For as you hand over the baton, you have finished your leg of the race.
那自己退出跑道,
and you get out of the track.
但是, 宣教的工作不是这样,
but missionary work is not like this.
如果今天西方的教会,
if the Western Church today
把非洲的工厂和解南美洲的工厂,
concerning their mission fields in South America or Africa,
拿一半交给中国教会,
take a half of those mission fields and give them over to the Chinese Church,
我恐怕中国教会用4年的时间 还不能够补充上去。
I'm afraid even in 10 years the Chinese church will not be able to fill that half vacuum.
在我们这个宣教意向有登过一篇的见证。
In our bulletin mission vision,
有一个宣教士的家庭,
there's this article about a missionary family.
家长不过念了小学的程度。
The parents had only had a grade school education.
他生了10个儿女。
They have 10 kids.
每一个儿女都进神学院。
Every of their children have entered seminary.
6个人就宣教士。
6 of them have become missionaries.
4个人在非洲。
4 of them of these 6 are in Africa.
有两个是我的好朋友。
And 2 of them are good friends.
一个在中美洲。
One is in Central America.
一个在泰国。
Another one in Thailand.
这样一个家庭。
Such a family.
还有的家庭。
There is another family.
第一代在非洲宣教。
The first generation preached in Africa.
第二代, 第三代, the second and
third generation stayed in Africa for the missions.
像这样的工作,
Such a work,
中国人马上可以接棒吗?
Do you think the Chinese can take over instantly?
我想我们有很多很多应该向西方教会来学习。
I think we have a lot of things to learn from the Western Church.
讲到拆船的工作, 我们今天不过是起步而已。
Regarding missions work, we are but starting.
在宣教的大工厂上,
in the great mission field,
我们是迟到的一批人。
We are the latecomers.
正像那一个耶稣讲的葡萄园需要很多的工人去里面工作。
Just like what Christ has told us about the vineyard that needs a lot of workers.
我们是最后一批进到工厂里面。
We are the last bunch to enter the vineyard.
最后我们要讲的。
Lastly, I must say,
华人教会拆船的行动,
the action of the Chinese church in sending.
我们已经开了不少次有关于拆船的会,
we have held many missions conferences.
但是接下去的应该是行动。
But what should follow should be action.
如果只有开会没有行动,
if we only have conferences but do not follow up with action,
对灵性没有帮助, 对工作没有帮助。
This doesn't help our spirituality, doesn't help our work.
甚至可能有害。
Even it may be detrimental.
非洲有一种病叫黄热病, yellow fever.
There is a kind of disease in Africa called yellow fever.
这个病是致命的。
This is the fatal disease.
所以去非洲一定要打这个针。
So if you go to Africa, you must take a shot.
很多基督徒也害一种的热病。
A lot of Christians have a kind of tropical disease.
什么病呢?
What kind of disease?
富会的病, conference fever.
Conference fever.
什么大会都去?
They go to every conference available.
韩国的福音大爆炸去过。
The gospel evangelist. South Korea.
华埠台湾的华埠会2000人也去过。
2000 who went to Kowei in Taiwan.
那北美洲的拆船会都去过。
All the missionary conferences in North America.
回去还是那个人。
Then they go back, they're still the same.
因为他犯了 conference fever.
Because he is with conference fever.
圣经讲彼得的岳母还热病。
The Bible tells us that the mother-in-law Peter was sick.
耶稣把他摸一下，他热病退了。
And when Christ touched her, the fever. Went away.
她就起来服侍主,
and she stood up and she served them.
热病, 福建人讲烧皮啊,烧皮。福建话讲烧。
Tropical diseases, according to the
皮热,里面不热。
The Fujianese have a saying of the tropical disease, it's just a skin heat. In other words, it's only superficial, it doesn't go in.
发烧, 我们国语讲发烧, 这个福建人讲烧皮。
The Mandarin like to say concerning fever, oh, you're burning. But the Fujianese say it's just a skin burning.
很多基督徒也是皮热,心不热。
Likewise, a lot of Christians are superficially hot, not inside.
我盼望我们中间没有一个人做这样的人。
I hope none of you here are like that.
如果复会听到,不能带出行动,
if going to these conferences does not result in action,
我们所有的努力, 都是浪费时间,浪费金钱。
Then all our efforts is a waste of time and money.
我们以听过名人的讲道作为一种骄傲。
We should not pride ourselves in having listened to a well-known speaker.
所以今后我们应当注意的一件事情。
So hereafter, we must take note of this thing.
所以怎样开始行动?
How do we start action?
每一天,全世界有20万人灵魂走向永远的灭亡。
Every day, there are 200,000 souls dying into eternity.
救灵魂的施工可以说比救火更加的紧急。
Saving souls is more urgent than putting out fire.
我们蒙恩得救人，不能在那里袖手旁观。
We who have been saved can no longer stand on the sidelines.
我们应当从会议 conference 位置里面起来。
We should stand up from our conference seats.
向着拆船的工作。
And go towards the mission's work.
我们有几点。 应该特别注意的,
a few things we must take note.
首先是应该把握现在的机会。
One, we must take hold of the opportunity now.
我们所住的世代,
the generation in which we live,
是一个一天白天黑夜都会变动的世代。
Is a volatile age, anything can change overnight.
我还记得10年前, 没有一个香港人担心到1997有什么事情。
I remember 10 years ago, not one of them from Hong Kong were worried about 1997.
现在全香港人都知道只剩下4年。
Now every Hong Kong person knows there are only about 10 years left.
很多人在那里做另外的打算。
And many people are making preparations.
这是环境的变动是靠不住。
In other words, the environmental change is fast.
这个对我们今天 享受自由环境的人是一个重要的教训。
This is an important lesson for us who live in a free world today.
还有一些人年轻的时候,健康的时候,不肯侍奉主。
Also, there are some who refused to serve God when they were young and healthy.
到年老的时候,身体不好的时候,后悔来不及。
When they got old, when they got sick, they regretted, but it was too late.
好多年前,在我同一个 教会的有一个会有领袖。
Many years ago, there was a church leader in our church.
他在政府里面任相当重要的职位。
He was a high-level government official.
他也是在教会里面做一个热心的信徒。
And he was also a very zealous Christian in the church.
他多次跟你讲。
Many times he gave sermons.
我退休以后就传道。
During a sermon, he'd say, after I retire, I'm going to become a full-time preacher.
有一天他去做礼拜。
One day he went to church.
在礼拜堂里面肚子大痛。
During the church service, he started having a stomach ache.
回家去。
After he went home.
没有过第二天就死掉。
He died the next day.
还没有到退休，他回天家去。
He wasn't even retired then, but he had gone.
没有一个人能知道我们在世上还有多久。
No one can know how much longer we have in this world.
不要为明天打算，你一定要做什么，明年打算一定要做什么。
Do not plan what you're going to do tomorrow or next year.
今天是上帝给我们的机会。
Today is the opportunity God has given to us.
魔鬼最得意的一个方法来破坏我们的侍奉。
The smartest way the devil thwarts our service.
他向我们小小声的提议。
He whispers intentions in our heart.
你的想法非常的好。
He says, what you think is great.
不过可以慢慢来。
But slow down.
等以后再实行岂不是更好？
Wait.Until later, that would even be better.
我们要侍奉主，可以从小做起。
We must serve God in our youth.
不要等到你非常有钱的时候。
Don't wait until you're rich.
不要等到你的教会是变成一个很了不起的教会才开始拆穿。
Don't wait until your church becomes famous.
有一段时间你马上可以做的。
There are some things you can do immediately.
祷告。
Pray.
我们在我们的堂会上有一个这样的单张。
On the book table, we have this tract.
是讲到 SIM 财会的亚洲同澳洲的宣教士。
It talks about the missionaries from
Australia and Asia.
Australia and Asia.
一共有22位亚洲人。
There are 22 Asians.
有16位中国人。
Of which the 16 Chinese.
有的从香港来、台湾来，有的你们认识的。
Some of whom you know from Hong Kong and Taiwan.
这样东西我们是免费派送的。
These tracts are free of charge.
如果你有心祷告，你拿一份为他们祷告。
If you have the desire to pray, then take a copy and pray.
我看见很少人，还是很少人到我们摊位上去拿那个刊物。
I've noticed very few of you have picked up these things on the book table.
那一个在 exhibition 那里 ，exhibition hall.
At the exhibition.Exhibition hall.
我们每一期刊物后面都有代祷的事情。
At the back of every one of our publications, there are prayer items.
我到台湾的屏东去。
I have been to 屏东 in Taiwan.
有个很老的弟兄。
A very old brother.
在一个很小的教会。
In a very small church.
我进到了房间里。
When I went into that room,
他的桌子上就摆一份宣教意向我们的刊物。
On the table sat a copy of Mission Vision, our publication.
他对我说：“先生。”
He said, Mr. Shear,
我规定好礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三为这个祷告。
I have designated 3 days out of the week to pray for you.
Every day of the week.
Every day of the week to pray for you.
他把那记号画好，一二三四写给我看。
And so he marked 1, 2, 3, 4 and gave it to me.
这个弟兄已经参与了拆船的工作。
This brother has already taken part in the missions work.
我们要服侍主，从现在开始。
If we are to serve God, then we are to start now.
从小开始。
From our youth.
我们还要注意到真理的教导。
We must also take note of teaching of the truth.
这几年来已经有一些华人教会开始拆船。
In these few years, some churches have started sending missionaries.
但是有了起头做了还可以。
But some of them started out quite well.
后来慢慢过了几年就退步了。
But after a few years, they started deteriorating.
甚至觉得很难维持下去。
Some find that they can't sustain that effort anymore.
原因就是没有好好的照圣经的教导去做。
The reason is that they have not done according to the Bible.
圣经告诉我们初期教会怎么样做拆船。
The Bible tells us how the early church sent out their missionaries.
先有真理的教导。
First, there must be teaching of the truth.
昨天前光牧师给我们讲得非常的清楚。
Yesterday, Pastor David Chen has told us clearly.
在使徒行传十一章那里也有清楚地告诉我们。
In Acts of the Apostles chapter 11, it clearly tells us.
信徒必须先明白圣经里面关于拆船的真理。
The believers must first understand the truth concerning sending.
知道拆船是主的命令。
Knowing that sending is the command of God.
是一种个人蒙福的侍奉。
It is a blessed service to the person.
然后为这个事情祷告。
And then pray for this matter.
安提阿教会是个注重祷告的教会。
The church of Antioch was a church of prayer.
圣灵在里面进食祷告的时候。
And when they were fasting and praying, the Holy Spirit
向他们说话。
Spoke to them.
他们就把最好的同工差到出去做宣教士。
And they sent out two of their best co-workers to become missionaries.
所以今天我们要做拆船。
So today we who want to send,
先要让传教会明白宣教的真理。
We must first let the missionaries understand the truth concerning sending.
再加上认真的祷告。
And then combine that with real sincere prayer.
然后产生宣教的行动。
And then take action in sending.
就不会失败。
then there will not be failure.
我们还需要动员全体的信徒。
We must also mobilize the entire congregation.
有些教会就拆船。
Some churches, when they send,
是靠几个有钱的长老执事很热心来支持的。
They rely on a few rich, zealous elders.
这不是很好的办法。
This is not a very good method.
一间教会开始就拆船。
When a church starts sending,
应该让所有的信徒知道。就是每一个信徒都应该有份的。
It should let every church member know that every one of them has a part in this.
不论是奉献金钱，
whether it be giving money,
不论是参加宣教事工的祷告会，
or to join the prayer meeting for the missions work,
要鼓励所有的信徒参加。
They must encourage every church member.
如果你的教会做拆船，
if your church sends missionaries,
有三分之二的信徒填写任性的卡。
And there are two-thirds of your congregation filling out those pledges.
你不要以为满足了。
Don't think that just because they've filled out pledge cards, you will be satisfied.
已经够了。
And that's enough.
还有三分之一的。
Because there's still one-third.
你还要让他参加。
You must get those one-third to participate.
可能有的人一个月只能出两块、三块。
Maybe some people can only give $1 or $2 a month.
你不要轻看那个小的奉献。
Don't look down on these small gifts.
耶稣没有轻看寡妇两个小钱。
For Jesus Christ never looked down on the two little mites of the widow.
那个小孩子把五饼二鱼献给主。
When the child came to Jesus Christ with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes,
就保住了5000人。
Jesus Christ fed 5,000.
所以要全体动员起来。
So we must be mobilized in our entirety.
还要注意。要克服困难。
Also, we must understand to overcome difficulties.
华人教会要记得一件事情。
The Chinese church must remember one thing.
拆船工作是一种属灵的征战。
Sending work is a spiritual battle.
宣教士是教会派到前方去作战的战士。
The missionaries are the ones who have been sent out to the front.
他们是耶稣基督的精兵。
They are the supreme soldiers of Jesus Christ.
过去180年。
In the past 180 years.
华人教会不能够蒙神更大的祝福。
The Chinese church has not received even greater blessing from God.
有些教会信仰变质。
Some churches
信仰错歪的。
The faith has gone awry.
好，有的教会信徒世俗化，
some churches have become secularized.
原因是因为他们不肯做拆船。
The reason is that they have refused to send.
不向万民传福音。
They do not want to preach to the gospel.
不遵照耶稣的命令去行。
They have not obeyed the command of Jesus Christ.
我们今天开始做拆船。
We who are beginning to send.
要做主要我们做的最重要的工作。
Must do the most important work God wants us to do.
这是神所喜悦的。
For this is pleasing to God,
同时也是魔鬼所恨恶的，
and also hateful of Satan.
正像尼希米又修建耶路撒冷的倒塌的城墙一样，
just like when Nehemiah wanted to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
他要胜过许多的困难，
he had to overcome numerous barriers.
在你做拆船工作的时候，
as you start the missions work,
你要预算好，
you must be ready.
有一些人会对你泼冷水。
There will be others pouring cold water over your head.
有一些自以为很属灵的教会领袖。
Some who self-proclaim themselves to be spiritual leaders of a church.
有的可能是你多年在一起做同工的。
Some of your opponents may be those with whom you had co-work for many years.
他们会向你说一些话。
They will say things to you.
说什么呢？
What will they say?
中国人向中国人传福音就够了。
They said Chinese reaching Chinese, that's enough.
我们有全世界四分之一的人口。
For we have 1 billion, a quarter of the world's population.
何必管到那个少数民族？
Why be concerned with those hidden people?
他们没有再算一下。
But they have not calculated.
过去180年。
In the past 180 years.
我们都是集中向中国人传福音。
We have concentrated on the Chinese only.
我们有多少成绩呢？
But what results have we shown?
到现在不到5%。
Not more than 5% of the Chinese are Christians.
那么还要做多少年？
Then how many more years do you have to work?
然后还转到外邦去做。
Then you're going to go to the Gentile.
还有人这样说。
Some people will say.
现在经济衰退。
Now we have economic recession.
信徒负担太重。
The Christians are burdened financially.
等到经济转好再谈。
When the finances get better, we'll talk about it.
昨天陈光牧师给你们修身他的教会的获得见证。
Yesterday, Pastor Chen has given you a living testimony of their Houston Chinese church.
神在经济上也一样的要祝福。
For God will financially bless those churches that obey His will.
属灵的祝福更多。
The spiritual blessings will be even more.
还有人这样说。
Some will say,
中国人对中国人。
Chinese to Chinese.
亚洲人向亚洲人传福音。
Asians to Asians.
非常合适。
It's appropriate.
非常方便。
Very convenient.
何必去那么远去非洲、南美洲？
Why go to Africa, South America?
也有人会这样说。
Others will say,
我们的宗派可以用几年的时间。
We can use a few years in our denomination
筹资一百万的基金
to get a foundation money from $1 million
宣教基金，宣教基金
missions foundation money
然后派一百个宣教士去。
After we get this $1 million, we'll send 100 missionaries out
在那些我们认为方便的地方再建立我们的宗派。
And then in those places we deem appropriate, we shall develop our denomination.
当我们听见这些似是而非的道理，
when we hear about these half-truths,
我们要像尼希米一样刚强壮胆，
we must be like Nehemiah and take courage.
要用信心靠主的大能克服它。
With faith and God's power, we must overcome these oppositions.
我们要常常留意那许多信心才会的见证。
We must take note of the witness of those Mission Society of Faith.
好像云彩绕着我们。
For they are like clouds of witnesses surrounding us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Looking up to the beginning and the ending of our faith, Jesus Christ.
存心忍耐走上差传的道路。
With patience and endurance, take the path to mission.
做成神所交托我们的工。
And to complete the work God has given to us.
最后，
Lastly,
主耶稣在1900多年前已经预言了。
More than 1900 years ago, Jesus Christ has prophesied.
这天国的福音也传遍天下。
That the gospel of the kingdom of heaven shall be preached throughout the world.
向万民做见证。
And be witnessed to all the nations.
然后末期才到。
Then the end shall come.
就是说了主耶稣再来。
And that is the second coming of Jesus Christ.
这预言记在马太24章。
This prophecy is found in Matthew chapter 24.
很多人都读过也查过。
Many have read and studied this verse.
今天许多人看见全世界还有那么多人没有信主。
Today you see that there are so many unbelievers still in this world.
人口的增加像爆炸一样。
Population is like exploding.
他们对主的预言发生怀疑。
So they start doubting the prophecy of Jesus Christ.
也有人看近年来有一些异教教派的复兴。
Some people have seen the revival of many cults today.
特别是回教徒。
Especially the Muslims.
他们有世界的联盟。
They are united in the whole world.
他们有计划怎么样推广佛教，怎么样回教，怎么样打击基督教。
And they have a unified plan how to attack Christianity.
而且他们已经在做了。
And they're also doing it already.
他们有非常强大的电台来广播他们的道理。
And they use strong radio broadcasts broadcasting their messages.
许多人却以为福音传遍天下大概很难实现。
Some people will say it is probably very difficult for the gospel to be preached throughout the world.
但是我们如果从另外一方面来看，
But if from another angle,
许多的信心差会，
Many missions society of faith,
许多福音的机构，
Many gospel society,
在这些年来，
In these years,
工作有很大的进步，
They have progressed in their works.
利用无线电广播传福音，
Through radio broadcast, they have spread the gospel.
现在全世界的福音无线电广播电台，
And now the broadcasting all over the world.
大小电台有65个。
There are 65 such broadcast stations.
还有文字工作。
There are also literature work.
还有福音唱片。
There are also gospel records.
还有 Wycliffe 那个翻译圣经用电脑的方法最灵活来帮助加速传福音。
There are Wycliffe using computer software to try to spread the gospel.
所以我们可以相信。
So we must believe
我们有足够的力量，
that we have sufficient strength，
我们有有效的方法，
we have an effective method，
可以在最近的将来把福音传给普天下的人，
in the near future to spread the gospel throughout the world，
那些异教的复兴，
those revivals of the cults，
不过是魔鬼势力的最后的征兆，
are nothing more than a last ditch effort of Satan.
我们有理由相信。
We have reasons to believe.
我们现在正处在一个属灵征战的最后的阶段。
We are in the ending age stage of this spiritual conflict.
而且胜利一定是我们的。
And also victory is ours.
因为我们的主也是得胜的羔羊。
For we know that the Lord is the victorious lamb.
我们跟随羔羊的。
We who follow after the Lamb,
蒙召被神有忠心的人,
we who have been called and chosen and are faithful,
也一定得胜,
will be victorious.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.
我已经超过时间,
I've gone over my time limit.
大家用短短的时间, 一分钟的时间, 来默默地为你所听的信息祷告。
We'll use 1 minute in silent prayer for what you have heard this morning.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你自己的话语已经传出去。
For your own word has been spread out.
求你的圣灵继续做工。
May your Holy Spirit work.
带领我们。
Leading us.
再感动我们。
And touch us.
直到我们遵行你的命令。
So that we will obey your command.
来完成基督交托我们大使命。
To fulfill the commission which you have given us.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.